8:31:03.
Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Oi! Edumacation.
You know, I think a couple hundred thousand people said that this past week, huh?
Oi!
Oi!
They might have said something a little bit more than oi.
Yeah.
We'd have to beep it here on the air, though.
It is ugly. Hey, folks, if you did get hit by that blaster worm, had you taken our advice? Gosh, when did we send it out? The middle of June, we sent out a notice in our newsletter saying that there's another one of those crazy vulnerabilities. Make sure and patch your system.
Right.
Had you listened to that, or had you listened right up to the last minute, last week's show, we made a big deal about Windows Update.
We did. In fact, on this very show a week ago today, probably exactly this time, we said, you know, it's a big thing. There's some critical ones out there. Microsoft has put out, at that point, they had put out about 6 or 7 real critical ones in a row, one of them being
this
the
one.
Patch to
yeah.
this, and we said, make sure you're doing that. If you haven't done it lately, do it now.
We warned you almost a month ago about that, and then again last week said, go to Windows Update to make sure you have all the critical patches, not knowing that an impending onslaught was around the corner. Had you listened, obviously you'd been in great shape. Now, if you're trying to go to Windows Update today, guess what's going to happen?
If you can get there.
You won't.
It may be a little slow.
No, it'll tell you Windows Update does not exist. It's going to give you one of those error messages.
Oh, just
says,
Windows Update by itself.
If you go
myself,
to WindowsUpdate.com, which is what we've been telling you to do forever, that is the target of this particular blaster worm. In fact, the 15th of every month, apparently, it's set to trigger to create what's called a denial of service attack on WindowsUpdate.com. So if you're trying to go to that today, it's going to bong out and tell you it doesn't exist because Microsoft took it down yesterday to basically avoid this this attack.
That doesn't mean the Windows Update site is gone. It just means that particular URL, which would redirect you to the real site,
right,
is
which
down.
Which the real address is windowsupdate.microsoft.com. So if you haven't done it and you want to check your machine, you can do that. Or you can actually, anytime you want inside your browser, click on...
if you're using Internet Explorer 5 or higher, under Tools, it'll say Windows Update.
Yeah.
And speaking of somebody who listens to the show on a semi-regular basis because, you know, he works the show, Russ, our technical engineer, he was asking a question kind of off the air that I thought would be probably pretty good for him to ask on the air because he's one of the guys that did get infected. But there was something in his system trying to help him, and he was kind of ignoring it, Russ.
Yeah, you know, you always get, whenever you reboot, that little window that pops up in the lower right-hand corner of your screen that says New Windows Updates Available.
You have which version of Windows?
XP.
XP, okay.
Right. Anybody who has XP or 2000, maybe even some 98 users, you probably have this automatic updates thing that he's talking about that may pop up from time to time telling you there's something important here.
And if I had downloaded the stuff that kept popping up instead of just closing the box and ignoring it,
right,
it would have provided me with the stuff to prevent this from happening to my computer.
Absolutely. Yeah, about a month ago, this what they call the critical updates is what that automatic updater goes and looks for. And what it does is it compares what's available to what you already have on your machine and says the differences are these, and I'll go ahead and get them. In fact, you can set that thing up to automatically get them and install them, or to tell you they're available and you have to go manually download them, or to download them but tell you and you can install them yourself. They have three options there.
Yeah, actually what you can do is right-click on your My Computer icon and then go to Properties. That'll bring up the System Properties box, and we'll send a little blow-by-blow in our follow-up newsletter here for all your Windows XP users. Click on the Automatic Updates tab, and that's where your notification settings are. And I'd suggest that you click on the top one, which is Download the Updates Automatically and Notify Me When They Are Ready to Be Installed.
We like that one best because it gets them when you don't have to think about it, and you don't have to worry about, you know, a lot of people, if they have to go manually download it, they think, oh, that's such a drag, I don't want to wait the 10 minutes. So this will go and get them slowly over time and then notify you, hey, I've got new ones. So they're already downloaded. Do you want me to go ahead and install them?
The reason why you might want to choose the notify me before downloading any updates and notify me again before installing option is if you're on dial-up.
Right.
You know, we live on always-on connections, us data doctors. We've got Cox Cable at home. We've got high-speed data connections at our offices. So those kinds of situations, we just want it to constantly download by itself. If you're not sure, you know, what it's going to do to your system, you can say notify me, but at least it'll alert you, one of those two. Do not choose the turn off automatic updating because you're going to forget. And all it takes is one.
Yeah, it does. Or unless you're real religious about checking that stuff, but I would, you know, why not let it do it for you?
See what you learned by coming to work, Russ?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Big smile on his face.
He's doing that. Doggone it. Hey, why don't we give him a number 48?
Number 48.
You are...
Bonehead of the Day.
Just, you know, as an offering.
In love, though, we mean that.
Yes.
When we come back, we've got Adam's acronym of the week, and it may be an almost acronym. We never know. And we've got some other people. We got Lewis, Rick, Howard, and other people all sitting, standing by with their calls and questions at 602-277-5827. Lots more show to go.
If you get a chance, go to our website, datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and send us an email.
The London Chronicle calls...